Zakato, last take a bit, thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. How was your week? How was your week? Say the name of Jesus is mine. Say I use the name of Jesus. You know, using the name of Jesus is beyond calling it out. It's beyond saying J-E-S-U-S. It's beyond everything. Say I use the name of Jesus. E.g., when you pray with boldness, that is using the name of Jesus. When you pray in tongues, that is the name of Jesus. Amen, amen. Bring down, come on. That is the name of Jesus. Say, I use the name of Jesus. A week must not go without you making use of the name of Jesus. Mark 16 was there, everybody? Your Bible, your writing materials? Mark 16. A week must not pass you by without you making use of the name of Jesus. What is in verse 17? What are you things to do in his name? Verse 17. Want to go, everybody? And these signs shall follow in my name. So the signs follow the people that believe in what? In his name. So in his name, what happens? Yes, number one, they what? They cast out demons. What else? They speak with tongues. Hallelujah. Next thing, they take up the works of darkness, and if they drink any deadly thing, it will not on them. They will lay hands on the sick, and the sick shall what? Shall recover. Amen, amen. So we come to church to rehearse what we have done. Praise God. Of course, we come to church to learn more. But much more, we come to church to accumulate what we have done in the name of Jesus during the week. Because our gathering is useless without that name. Amen? There is no gathering without the name of Jesus. We are here today by the name of Jesus. Amen, amen. Philippians chapter 2. Who being in the form of God thought it not robbery to be made equal with God. But what? He counts himself of no reputation. Became obedient unto the death of the cross. So wherefore God also has highly exalted him, gave him a name that is above every other name, that at the name of Jesus, every name bows. That means upon the resurrection of Jesus, he has a name. And the name, he didn't have it for himself, he gave it to us. He gave it to you. So the name of Jesus is the basis on which we have ministry. The name of Jesus was the basis on which Acts chapter 2 was a reality. Amen, amen. So there is no Christianity without the name. Christianity is the use of the name of Jesus. He said, hitherto you have asked nothing in my name. He said, ask, and it shall be given unto you. That ask even until your joy is full. That is in the name of Jesus. That means, we know we have our own several secular and other affairs that we interface with during the week. But hey, you are called a Christian because you've got a name. Say, I have a name. Say, I have a name. No, if you don't say it very well, I will tell you to stand up and shout. Say, I have a name. I have the name of Jesus. So it must be valid. We are here in the name. We gather in the name. We use power in the name. We get others filled with the Holy Ghost in the name. In the name. We teach others the word in the name. The name is not a title for Christian. It's our dynamic makeup. That is what we do dynamically. There is no Christian without activity. Check the book of Acts of the Apostles. Everything is full of activities. But not just activities, activities in the name. Activities in the name. Things done because Jesus died and rose again. Praise God. See, I make use of the name of Jesus. I say it again. Our gathering is useless if we don't use the name. Because we are not only to use the name on Sundays. The name is not a Sunday affair. It's not what God kept in each church. And we now come to on Sunday to use the name in church. No. That's why I love what Pastor said in one of his series. He said you don't actually need to come to church to bring your problem to church. Church should teach you well to handle your problem at home. Amen, amen. Praise God. See, the church should teach you well to handle your problem at home. Praise God. Okay, understanding Genesis. Once again, also, how was your week? Fine. So next week, when I ask you how was your week, it must be fine in the Holy Ghost. Praise God. See, eyes of everybody. One thing Christians must do is to learn to relate. Because the name is not what you use in the corner of your room. You use the name in relationships. Praise God. You use the name in wealth, in relationship. As you relate. Are you with me? Okay. I won't preach long today. Too long today. Understanding Genesis chapter 1. So, Tola, how was your exam? You are done? I want to be doctor, right? Brian Manuel. Are you still getting married? Yes or no? Father Ezekiel, how was your impromptu course? You left your clock. Amen, amen. Brother Lou, thanks for my tie. Grateful. Jen, I don't know you still be around though. Thanks a lot. Mimi of God, we are happy to have you. Praise God. Okay, Genesis chapter 1. Sorry, okay, I didn't appreciate my wife. And several other wives. Sister Christy, I'm referring to you now. I say, how are you doing? Okay, that's good. Okay, Genesis 1. Everybody on your Bible? Like I said, anybody that is opening the Bible today, I'm going to send them to be the head of Children's Church today. I will anoint somebody as the head of Children's Church today. So, if you want to, and our Children's Church is beside the generator over there for now. So, if you don't want to go, you must open your Bible. Anyhow, if it's e-Bible or anything, you must open it. Praise God. Okay, Genesis chapter 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved over the face of the waters, and God said, let there be light, and there was light, and God saw the light that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. Verse 5, and God called the light day, and he called the darkness night, and the evening and the morning were the what? Praise God. And the evening and the morning were the first day. So I made it clear here that the first, like, it's not really a creation, but the introduction to the Bible was salvation. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Open. Salvation was the introduction to the Bible. It was the first concept that God presented. Not that, because don't forget, although we are reading it, like, don't read that place in time. Don't read it in time. Don't read it with the mindset that you are reading a pre-Genesis account. You are reading a reporting speech. It has happened, therefore it was being reported. Amen? Moses wrote it after it has happened. So it's not that God knew that God pushed man to fall even before he created the world. No. It was not a documentation in time. Praise God. It was a documentation after things have happened. Perhaps in the days of Adam, I didn't think there's anything like printing press, or maybe I didn't know how he would have wrote down everything. So things were being passed through oral tradition from all those generations of Methuselah, Enoch. You want to be head of Children's Church? So sit down. So Enoch and the rest. But some things cannot be by oral tradition. That is why we have Genesis 1 to 3, revealed to Moses by a vision. Praise God. So 2 Corinthians chapter 4. So Paul now gave us an insight to what God was saying in those portions. Are you with me, somebody? 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Okay, from verse 3, eyes on your Bible, everybody. Eyes on your Bible. Say, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. Verse 4, in whom the God of this world has blinded the mind of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. Verse 5, everybody want to go? Okay, verse 6, yes, everybody? For God has shined where now? In our hearts. So he said, God who commanded the light to shine where? Out of darkness. So now, going back to Genesis, you will remember, like I said clearly, that when God was saying, let there be light, and there was light, he was not talking about the sun and the moon. Amen. He was not talking about the physical light we can see. Because later, you read down in verse 16, 17, we now saw when the sun and the moon were now actually created. So, if he is not talking about the physical light, what was he talking about? Paul gave us an insight here that he was speaking about salvation. And when God was saying, let there be light, and there was light, it was about salvation. Therefore, if he was speaking about salvation, the preceding verse, which was verse 2, that was saying the earth was without form, it was void, darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved over the face of the waters. What does it signify? Come back to the same portion. Like, although it's not like everything is in tandem, but you can really relate it. Verse 4 again. What happened in verse 4? In whom the God of this world at what? So there's blindness. Figurative of darkness, yes? Is it the mind of the world or what is it blinded? Of men. That means the blindness he was speaking about, the darkness of Genesis chapter 1 verse 2, was darkness where? In men. Are you with me? Darkness in men. Because of darkness in men, then God said, let there be light. Let there be light. So it is a summary of everything God will do to save man. Let there be light is like bringing everything together. Everything I will do to bring man out of this mess. Let there be light. So now, here I really want to major on today. Read verse 6 again. Verse 6, yeah? No, sorry, verse 5. Verse 5. One, two, go. Verse 5. Again, read. For we do not preach ourselves, but and ourselves, your servants. So what did I say this related with in Genesis? Go back to Genesis. Who remembered? The preaching of the gospel. Huh? The Spirit of God moving over the face of the waters. So, you must not have that fallacy in your head that there's a spirit that is, trying to over the physical. That's not the point. Don't forget, if verse 3 is spiritual, verse 2 has to be spiritual. Praise God. So, the Spirit of God moving over the face of the waters, that means that is the interface between darkness and light. That means what will bring the man in darkness to light? Preaching. Praise God. Preaching. Now, and that is really what I just want us to look at today. I know this ought not to be long. Now, we saw that he said the Spirit of God is moving over the face of the waters. Are you with me? Camera people, you are disturbing me. I need you on your seats. So if you want me to stay in this place, I will stay here. Praise God. Okay, the Spirit of God moving over the face of where? The waters, right? So, who is moving? Question? I'm asking, who is moving? But who do we see preaching? Hello? Who is moving? Is it who is or who was? Eh? Speak out now. Is it who is or who was? Eh? Why is it worse? Is darkness totally over? Is the moving scene on? So is it who is moving or who was moving? Huh? Jesus. No, we can interpret that in two clear lights, okay? Okay, don't worry. Let's stay with what you are studying. Let's agree with who is moving, okay? Not who was. Praise God. Or are you universalist? Are everybody saved? Praise God. Well, I can see some people here that are not yet saved. Shall I point them out for you? My baby. Sorry, don't say that. Sorry, that's a joke. Praise God. Okay, so it's not a moving that is past. Okay? It's still ongoing. So we saw Jesus said the Spirit was moving. Sorry, it's moving. But Paul said men are preaching. Pastor Sebu taught us something last week. Acts chapter 13. Be fast. Acts 13. If you are not opening your Bible, you are wrong. Please. You are very wrong. You are the wrongest wrong. Acts 13. And if you are not writing, you are a bit wrong. Not very. But if you are not writing this week, and also next week, you are still not writing, you are very wrong. If next week, you are still not writing, you are not saved. And the next week, if you are not yet writing, you are the Antichrist. Something like that. Praise God. So, as I am, I need your hands to be writing and also your mind to be concentrating with what I'm saying. I said Acts 13, right? So, how do we see the activity of the Spirit? Acts 13. Okay, we saw some guys, Simon and those Niger and those serious names in verse 1. Verse 2 said what? As they ministered to the Lord and what? Oh, the Holy Ghost said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them. Praise God. How did the Holy Ghost say it? The Holy Ghost came down, he was wearing white, like Entola is wearing right now, or Bratolu. He was wearing white. He just said, separate unto me. So, why did the writer of this book say the Holy Ghost said? Ooh, hallelujah. Say he that is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. Okay, now, so we saw men spoke, but Achan said the Holy Ghost said. Look at verse 4. Verse 3 said, and when they had fasted and had prayed, they laid their hands on them and sent them away. Verse 4, want to go, everybody? So they been by the what? Who sent them in verse 3? Look there. Look at verse 3. Who sent them in verse 3? My wife, you want to be head of children's church. You know there are days that I don't want to see baby. You bring them to me. Let them preach with me. Praise God. I need everybody concentrating. Are you with me, somebody? Okay. What am I saying? Verse what? Verse 3? Yes. I said, and when they had fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them, they sent them away. But verse 4, want to go? So who sent them in verse 3? But Achan in verse 1 said, who sent them? So can we say the activities of the Holy Ghost are his found in man? The activities of the Holy Ghost is found in who? In man. John chapter 4. Just ensure you are following me every beat of the way today. John chapter 4. See what I mean? Say the activities of the Holy Ghost is found in me. Say God works in me. Okay, I think I need to remind you of some things. Say, when I tell you say after me, it's not because I'm looking for repetition. There is something that the say after me does to you. When the preacher says, say this, what you say is important in Christianity. There are things that it will, like, there is something that Mimi played at home. She played until, as I'm just going to play, something just to play. She's like, she now programmed something in my brain. Amen? I mean, she said it to my ear so much that even when I am just doing other things, the song will keep auto-playing. Consciousness. Say the activities of the Holy Ghost. Pastor, say the activities of the Holy Ghost is me. Say, if you are looking for the workings of the Spirit, look at me very well. You will see it. Sorry, okay, I know I've left your camera. I'll go back there. Praise God. Okay, so I said, Acts or John? John 4. Not 14 yet. John chapter 4. There is something that I just love in the story. Samaritan woman. Ex-Samaritan. In Christ, no Jew, no Greek, no Samaritan. Okay. Okay, let's just summarize. Verse 19. The woman said unto him, sir, I perceive that you are a prophet. 20, what's there? Our fathers worship where? In this mountain. and you say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. This is the question. What is worship? Eyes up, everybody. Hello? What is worship? Okay, I need to pause this one. Bookie, what is worship? Referencing God. Okay, what is worship, Pastor? To minister unto God. What's worship?
Activities of the Spirit.
You are too spiritual. I don't like that. But what's worship? Physical. That is the only person in my church. I have only one member in this church. One member. Physical activities that are acceptable to God. They are physical. Worship is not when, it's not spirit. No, it's physical. But things that are physical, that God has said, they are acceptable to me. So, the Ethiopian eunuch in Acts chapter 8, he traveled from Ethiopia to Jerusalem to worship. That means, there are certain things done where? In Jerusalem, that God has said, it is acceptable to me. Do you understand? That means, if you want to worship God, who do you ask? You ask God. You don't worship God by your own Yorubaic idea of worship. Just big God, Oluwa, Gbagbatirigba, 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 Gbagbagba, Oluwa, sorry if you don't understand Yoruba, Oluwa fa, Oluwa fo, Oluwa fa fa fo fo, Oluwa kakaki, Oluwa kakaka, Jesus, you just look for some adage. I think God will like this. The same thing we did for Shango. So, it's not about doing what you think. It's about doing what God said. Brethren, to serve God, you ask God. In fact, in redemption, God pleases himself in you. Just allow him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Say, there are some activities in me. Acceptable to God. Because Jesus now told the woman here, look at your Bible. Eyes on your Bible. He said 21. Jesus said unto her, okay, woman, believe me. The hour comes when you shall neither in this mountain for the Samaritans, nor yet at where Jerusalem worship the Father. Let me just go to verse 23. The hour cometh, and now is the hour when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in what? In spirit and in what? In truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. 24. Want to go? So, God is the Spirit, and worshiping Him will be where now? In the Spirit. So, where is the location, new location of worship? In the Spirit. So, it's no longer about a physical location. No longer about a physical... See, there are some things that intentionally I repeat in this place, because I want you to be acquainted with them. If somebody asks you outside, I want you to respond the way I will respond. Say the activities of the Spirit. I mean, don't forget, I say it again. It's not every, please you can write this down. It's not every activity of the recreated man that is acceptable to God. Now, notice I said recreated man. I didn't say recreated spirit. The man is spirit, soul, and what? And body, amen? So, I just use that intentionally. I know the recreated man is the recreated spirit, but there is not everything that the recreated man, the man in Christ, the new creation, the man that is born again, is not everything he does that is actually acceptable to God. But there are some things. E.g., Matthew 21. Eyes on your Bible. Matthew 21. Are you there? Matthew 21, verse 12. And Jesus went into the temple of God and cast out all them that sold and bought in the temple and overthrew the tables of the money changers and seats of them that sold doves. 13, want to go? And said unto them, it is written, my house shall be called. Okay. So, are they in the house? Yes. But the things they were doing, was it acceptable? So, it's not about go to Jerusalem, do what you like. So, also, in the new creature, God is not saying, actually, God is not saying, everything you do from today, I am happy with it. No. God is not saying, I am happy with all your actions. He's saying, I am happy with you. That's redemption. Redemption is God is pleased with man. That is not saying everything man is doing makes God smile. That's why we still have scriptures for us to renew our mind, for us to walk in the spirit, not to walk in the, after the lust of the flesh, and plenty things like that. So, to please God, you ask God. Praise God. Mm-hmm. John 16. So, the question is that, how do we know the activity of the Spirit on the waters? When he's saying the Spirit of the Lord moving over the face of the waters, what? Please don't forget what I'm saying. Don't focus on the Spirit. Focus on who? The preacher. Because I have showed you right now that the Spirit performs his activities where? In the preacher. Inside the preacher is a new place of activity. Sorry to use the word preacher. Every saint ought to be a preacher. Okay? Every saved man ought to be a preacher. If you are saved by the gospel, you are called to preach the gospel. It's so as simple as that. It's not when you have a collar, it's not when you have a tie, it's not when you have a suit. It's not when you have a megaphone. It's when you are saved. Amen? Praise God. Okay, so I said John 16. So how do we know the activities that turns darkness to light? What are the activities of the Spirit over the world? John 16. This is where I'm just going today, and we just close and we have a nice time.
Oh, what a wonderful name it is.
Am I too fast? Say no.
Thank you.
John 16. Are you with me? Verse 7. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. 8. Want to go, everybody? 8 and 9. Yes, sir. When he's come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of, verse 9, of sin because, verse 10, verse 11. Please stop there for now. Now, verse 7 says, and when he is come, he will reprove. He will reprove. He will admonish. He will convict. You know, the word has several uses in the Greek. It can be used for admonish. It can be used for conviction. He will give evidence. Kind of. So now, what is the first thing the Spirit will do? Your Bibles? Look at your Bible. Don't look at me. I am the same yesterday, today, I don't know, forever. So what's the first thing the Spirit will do? Loudly, everybody want to go? Okay. He will reprove the word of sin. He said he will. Right? Is it he is? That means he has not done it. He will. Something he will do. Future tense, right? He will. When the Spirit is come, he will reprove the word of sin. Now, what determines the Spirit coming? Okay, let's say this way. For him to reprove the word of sin, the Spirit must come. For the word to be reproved of sin, because I want to explain that reproof of sin. Is it saying men don't feel guilty for their sins before? So when the Spirit will now come, men will start feeling guilty for sins. That's where I'm going. So for you to reprove the word of sin, the spirit must come, right? Hello? I'm taking slowly. If you don't understand, just say, don't say write down. Don't say write down. What's the opposite of write down? Amen, amen. Some people, preachers are just preaching. They don't understand. Write down, sir. They don't understand. I'm serious. If you find Colossians and Ephesians in the Bible, almost a repetition. If they are said write down, we call right and down. Anyway. Don't mind me. Okay, so for the world to be reproved of sin, the spirit must come, right? So look at that place. What will it take for the spirit to come? Eyes on your Bible. Don't be distracted. In church, don't be distracted. Yes? Anybody? Feel free. I need a particular phrase in that place. One phrase in that place. Blessing, check. One phrase in that place. I need it. Huh? Again? Is it you? Sorry, go. I want to go. What is it, Gary? I go away. Okay. I'm not going. Praise God. So, he said, I go away. Where is he going? What does it mean by he's going away? Because you will find this word repeated severally. I go. Where are you going? So, for the world to be reproved of sin, he must go. Go where? Check John 14. Same John. Same thing. Repeated several. Lee. 2-3. John 14. Let me read verse 2. You read verse 3. In my Father's house are many words. Amen, amen. Many duplex. Guarinqua. Or where is it? My Tama. Aso rock in my Father's house. And if it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. Verse 3, yes? Verse 12. I want to go, everybody. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, and greater, because I go. Okay? Look at John chapter 8. Say the power of God is there. Focus on the same word that has been spoken to unto you. For in this world is your health, okay? For in the world is your health. In this world is your health. John chapter 8. Focus on the word. John 8:21. I want you to be fast. John 8:21. Everybody, want to go? Then said Jesus again unto them, I go my way. And you shall seek me and shall die where? Not you. Whether I go, you cannot come. 22. Then Jesus, send the Jews. Will he kill himself? Because he said, whither I go, we cannot come. Just follow him. John 13. 33. John 13:33. I love this one. Sister Christine, you are reading for me. John 13:33. Yes, everybody, want to go? You want to stand up? 33, want to go, everybody? Little children, you shall seek me. Whither I go, you cannot come. So think about it. He was saying those Pharisees in John 8 cannot come. Is it because they are Pharisees? Because he said the same thing to the disciples. So you two cannot come. But what did he say in John 14? I go to what? I go to what? To prepare. So can we say, he said, I go that you two might come. Amen? I am going so that you can follow me. You can't follow me now, but you will follow me soon. Praise God. Are you with me? Okay, I'm going somewhere. Now go to John 7. In my church, it's compulsory that every toddler opens every Bible, every scripture. Amen, amen. Additional, you can open. John 7, 37. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. This I can preach for 6 hours, stretch. I wish our prophet is Selah. John 7, 37. In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me. And what? 38. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow what? Rivers of 39. Want to go, everybody? For the Holy Ghost was not yet given. Why? So what will it take for the Holy Ghost to be given? So what does I go mean? I what? Is death? Is it only death? Burial and what? Is it just that for the Ghost, Holy Ghost to be given? Huh? He must go. Amen, amen. Praise God. You know, he told the lady in John chapter 17. You know, sorry, 17. John chapter 19. Mary, 20, 17. You know, Mary saw him when he was coming out from the tomb. Mary went to hug him. Oh, Master, I miss so much. Come on, my DP. Let's put it on Facebook. You say, okay, hold on, no. You do DP later. He said, I have not yet ascended to what? To my Father and your Father. Praise God. To my God and your God. First time that such a personal pronoun. But just to say, you have your Father, the devil, me, only God is mine. But he's saying, I'm going to my Father and your Father. My God. That means he has done something. Praise God. Flow with me. So I go to the Father means redemption must be accomplished. Redemption must be accomplished. No redemption. No Holy Ghost. And no Holy Ghost, he cannot yet reprove the word of sin. Now, if, back to John 16, be fast. This is a study. Verse 9. So see what he said to in verse 7. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go. It is advantageous for you that I go. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. Verse 8, when he is come. Hallelujah. When he is come. That means, what the Holy Ghost will do will be based upon redemption. That means after redemption, the Holy Ghost will do some things. And one of the things he will do is that he will reprove the word of sin. Are you with me, everybody? Now, please follow me. I will say something impassively. I just pray you. I know you grab it by the Holy Ghost. So, although this activity will be post-redemption, but you are going to find the types and shadow in the Old Testament. Why? Even if you look at 1 Corinthians chapter 15, it said how Christ died for our sins according to what? The scriptures. What is the scriptures? Genesis to Malachi. How he was buried according to what? The scriptures. That means the way Jesus will die has been prophesied in the scripture. The way we will bury, the way he rose, and for what he will rise from the dead has been prophesied. Are you with me? So he also, the workings of the Holy Ghost, what he will do after redemption, you will find his types and shadows where? In the Old Testament. That is why he said, because they believed not on me. Faith did not originate at the resurrection. No. Faith was perfected at when? Resurrection. Faith was uttered. When? When? Who uttered faith? And when was faith uttered? For the foundation of the world. Jesus! Let's not go to that right now. Well, Hebrews 11 first spoke about Abel. Selah. Okay, Hebrews 3. So, what sin will the Holy Ghost reprove the word of? Don't forget where I'm going. I'm explaining Genesis 1. The Spirit of God moving over the face of the waters. So, what sin with the Holy Ghost, use work in you to reprove men of. We have seen clearly that whatever he's talking about is concerning what? Redemption. So, Hebrews 3. I was preaching somewhere yesterday and I opened 1 Corinthians 15 in my Bible. It was missing. I opened my mouth. The whole 1 Corinthians 15, 1 to 5 is missing. There is no salvation again now. I don't want to quote from your head for some people so they don't think that you are coming. Hebrews 3, verse. Let me read from verse 6. Everybody, pay attention. He said, "But Christ as a son over his own house, whose house are we if we hold fast the confidence and rejoicing of the hope firm unto the end." Verse 7 and 8. Want to go, everybody? Yes. "When your fathers tempted me, proved me, saw my works 40 years. Wherefore I was grieved with that generation and said, they do always err in their hearts, they have not known my. So I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter into my rest." Verse 12, want to go, everybody? "Take it, brethren." So what sin will the Holy Ghost reprove the word of? See what he said further in Acts. Let's see that Acts. Go to Matthew 12 straight away. Matthew 12. This is a scripture that it ought me for years. The Bible says, "Every I do word, you will give account of it." I'll now be thinking, I do word. God, are you serious with what you are saying? That means you must not joke. No need of I do word. No need of I do. What is the meaning of I do? It's not meaningless. I do is what? Jobless. Something that is loose. It's not about loose. Ma? If I say you are idle, what do I mean? No. Hey, it's not effective. You are joking. If I say you are idle, what is the meaning? You are jobless. That means any word you say that's no verb. Any word without action. Abi? That means any joke, you will give account of it. Because the job is not, you don't mean it. How many times have I called you bigger? Jesus. Every day I do work, you will give accounts. Yeah? Until God saved me anyway. So let God save somebody again today. Matthew 12 again. Everybody, open. 31. Now, what he was saying, I think I explained this. Where I explained it, maybe it's in Benue. I explained this place last. Okay. What he was saying before. Please, eyes of everybody. People came to Jesus. Jesus has been doing miracles, okay? He has been doing stuff. The Pharisees, they were struggling. They were saying, why are you eating corn on the Sabbath day? I mean, why are your disciples plucking corn on the Sabbath day? Later tomorrow, they will say something else again. Why is this? Why is that? They kept talking. Just did not talk. Until one day. They now brought a demon, a guy to Jesus that was both deaf and dumb. So Jesus now healed him. Okay? So he now spoke and yet. He now said, say this one, you are casting out devil by Beelzebub, the prince of devils. You guys say, okay, you guys come. He now first explained to them that no, Satan cannot drive out Satan. He first undid what they said. After he said that, he now went ahead to undo why they said what they said. He now said, He said, if I, by the Spirit of God, cast out demons, then the finger of God, the kingdom of God has come upon you. Praise God. So, now that's what we are reading now. Go to verse 21. Is 21? 31. Verse 30 says, "He that is not with me is against me, and he that gathereth not with me scattereth abroad." 31, want to go? "Wherefore, I say unto you, all manner of sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven unto men. But the blasphemy against the Holy Ghost shall not. Now, you may think that Jesus is saying that, you may think that Jesus is angry with the word, with what he did. You may think that Jesus is just angry the way they didn't want to accept him. It's more than that. See the next verse. And whosoever speaketh a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him. Can you see that? So was Jesus reacting like they insulted him? But what was he reacting to? What's the next verse? The next phrase, yes. Whosoever speaketh against thee, it shall not be neither in this world. How do you speak? How can a man speak against the Holy Ghost? Where is the Holy Ghost? Acts 13. How does the Holy Ghost speak? Through, don't just say men. Through who? Acts of men. Which man? Through Buhari? Through who? I need a word. I use a word in today. Preacher. Who said preacher? Thank you. Through the preacher. Pastor. Where's your mind? Through the preacher. Because it's not just man. It's not a man that is not talking. The Holy Ghost functions in talking men. Talking men. The Holy Ghost works in pastorality because he can talk. Praise God. Talking. If you don't talk, no Holy Ghost. He can't, nothing. It's not about, no, we have some special people that Holy Ghost works in them without them talking. No, Pastor Ben, Sela, and the rest. Oh, amen. That was not. That is only angel. The Holy Ghost work in people that talk. So, how do these people speak against the Holy Ghost here? See verse 32. Whosoever speaketh against the Holy Ghost, it shall not be forgiven him, neither in this world, neither in the world which is to come. That means this is not something that is redeemable. This is not something that my blood can pay for. Okay, next verse. What's there? 33. Elder, make the tree good and the fruit good, or else make the tree corrupt and its fruit corrupt. For the tree is known by its words. 34. O generation of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the words. 35. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth good things. But an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth what? 36. But I say unto you that every idle that men shall speak, they shall give account in the day of judgment. Why? 37. Want to go, everybody? So why are the idle words? Why are the idle words there? Words against who? The Holy Ghost. So it is. Have we studied John 12 here in this church before? Have I explained this scripture? Anybody that believes on me, I judge him not. But the words I say unto you shall judge him. Have I explained that one in this place before? So whose words we judge him? His own words. I should have the tape here. His own words, his own. It's not the Holy Ghost word. That means his own response to the words of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost spoke through the preacher. You now keep, don't forget, these guys, they are not murmuring it. They said, you are casting out devils by Beelzebub. You are possessed. Jesus is possessed. The issue is not what they said. It's why they, that means they are struggling hard to reject him. It's not just that they don't like Jesus, but when somebody is involved in an activity to counter something, well, we have studied unbelief very well here. Abi? So it's not just the saying, it's the why. The intention. That is what the Bible calls evil heart of unbelief. That's what the Bible calls, but Pharaoh is called what? Hardness of heart. Now, from what I've just read here now, let me now ask you. If you preach to him. And because you preach to him, he now starts speaking against you. Don't mind Joshua. He went to cross river to collect power from Ami water. Don't mind him. He's a lie. Oh, everybody in his ministry, none of them is this. He's doing this. He's doing juju. He buried a pregnant woman in his church. Thank God there's no space here for me to bury anything. Amen. Thank God this. Thank God that this is what he did. Now, if I now went to Joshua and told Joshua that you are the one that caused it, this is my question to you. How did Joshua cause it? Think, be intelligent. Brother Lou, how did he cause it? Don't forget, before he preached to him, he was not speaking against him. Before Jesus casted out that demon, they didn't say the words they said. Are you with me? So, but it was after he spoke that he now responded with what he was saying. So, this is my question. I don't have answered it. How did he cause it? Sir? By water? By preaching. That means in him preaching, he opened the room for what? For response. Are you with me? Sorry for the way I'm going. Are you with me? That means because of the way he preached. So, I ask again, how did he do it? How did he do it? He preached. So this is my question. How did God add in Pharaoh's heart? Is it clear? It's not clear. You didn't get it. What did you say, please? How did God add in Pharaoh's heart? Is it that God took the heart, he screwed it with jack lamp? It's not enough. That means the more Moses was preaching, what was happening to him? He was getting angry. Simple. It's not that God stood somewhere. Pharaoh. No, they say, God that can add it and soften it, all those type of stuff. Like, it's very funny. How will God himself, like experientially add the Pharaoh's heart, and later he will now judge Pharaoh for not believing? That is a God that we must all run away from. Amen? We must all run away from him. We will pick race. God, we are like a God that we, that Job story is very funny. We are still coming there in this church very soon. Job, that God and Job's God have you seen my son? So now we say nothing. You think he like you? He's nothing. I just say okay. This is how we do. So now I say don't worry. Let me remove his leg. No, just God said no. Just cut off one finger for now. So God and now we come to a compromise to deal with you. You call that one father? You run. You run to the devil. Praise God. Okay. So, how did God add in Pharaoh's heart? How did the Spirit add in Pharaoh's heart? By what? The word preached through Moses. Praise God. Now, see this. Go open your Bible. Hebrews 10. Don't be tired. Open Bible. Church must be boring. That is church. Anyway, it's not boring, it's not church. It's a club. Hebrews 10. So Hebrews 10:26. I preached this one almost 5 Sundays until everybody is thinking that I'm referring to them in this church. Hebrews 10:26. Want to go, everybody? Yes, sir. For you will stand up. Hebrews 10:26. Everybody, want to go? For if we sin after we have received the knowledge, there remaineth no more. 27. But a certain fearful looking and fearing indignation which shall devour. 28. Yes, he that despiseth Moses' law died without mercy. Under 2, 29, slowly, yes, of how much sore punishment, Suppose ye shall be thought worthy of who has trodden under the foot. Stop there. The same thing those guys were doing. Yes? What's the next thing? And had counted the blood of the covenant. Which what? Which the blood of what? Amen. So that's a long story anyway. It's not that he's counting the blood that he was sanctified and unholy thing, no. He was counting the instrument of Jesus' sanctification as an unholy thing. Are you with me? Are you with me? Sorry. Maybe by next year we have a portal where you can get messages. This year we are just starting. Thank you. Now, and has done what? Next thing. And has done what? He has done this fight to the Spirit of God. So what sin is there? It's unbelief. Simple. It can never be lying, this and that. Why? Go to 1 John. I think I shared this on Facebook yesterday.
Amen. My Bible is gone.
1 John, chapter 5. Okay, I think verse 8. 1 John chapter 5, verse 8. Want to go, everybody? And there are three that bear witness, the Spirit and the waters and the blood. And this, so if the three agree in one, to despise the Spirit is to despise the blood. Are you with me? To despise the Spirit is to despise the blood. Praise God. Okay. Go back to John 16. So, what is the first thing that the Spirit is working in the preacher to do? For John 16, he said he will reprove the word of sin. That means he will through us, tell the world that that's real sin. That means through us, he will show the world the real sin. Praise God. Hallelujah. That is why in your evangelism, you must not be found quickly dealing with people's experiences. You must not be found quickly telling people, giving people do's and don'ts. In your preaching and teaching, there is a sin you are sent to combat. What is that sin? That is the Spirit of the Lord hovering over the face of the waters. That is first activity. Second activity, yes, what's there? Three things, minimum, that is in that place. John 16. Of what? Of what, everybody, yes. Why? Of righteousness, because what is the meaning of righteousness? Juliet? Huh? What is the meaning of righteousness? Righteousness. Say doing right. Thank God you didn't say it. Praise God. Tell us what is the meaning of righteousness.
Talk. I'm paying for this venue now. Talk.
I pay for the venue. 1 minute is gone.
Sorry, we pay. Okay, you say you know it. Okay. By the Spirit. Your Spirit knew it, but your flesh did not know it.
Okay, of righteousness because I go to... And you what? That means because Jesus will be away. Huh? Please focus on this. Because Jesus... Well, this is your activity, oh. This is what you must do, oh. Because Jesus will be away, because we will see Jesus no more, righteousness will be available. Who will he reprove of righteousness? He said he will reprove the word of sin, and of righteousness, and of judgment. He now starts putting demarcation of sin because they believe not on me, of righteousness because I go to my Father and So righteousness is available based on what? Based on what? Redemption. Peace said very well. How did he say it? Because I go to my Father and you see me no more. That means my disappearance is your righteousness, right? That means when I am no longer available. Not when I'm still coming and going, like in John 20, like in Acts 1. When I am no longer available, then righteousness, which means justification, which means which means what? The ability to stand before God without sense of what? Two? Huh? Three? Ah, Kai. You should know this thing. Jesus. No, is that called inferiority? That's wrong. Let me say. He said it's a sense, the ability to stand before God without any sense of guilt, condemnation, or inferiority. See, I still understand guilt and condemnation. That inferiority scares me. That means you will stand before God and you will not see yourself as inferior to God. Righteousness. That means you will stand before God. You say, Paddy, you understand. You will not see a difference. Okay, so we made equal with God. Like you will, I know it's pastor good and say things like that. You just stand before Jesus, you could have sent me to die for the sins. Like you just say, well, God, you made everything. Why didn't you just call me to make it, sir? You know, pastor good has said that. He said if my wife will choose between God and me, she will choose me. I say, eh? Like. He said if my wife was to choose between God and me, she will choose me. Amen. Say I'm bold. That's righteousness, boldness. Righteousness. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God. Peace. Let me show you two concepts. Hebrews 7. Don't worry, I have less than 10 scriptures before we close. So just chill. Like 30 minutes time, I will be done. Hebrews 7. This is so cool. Say so cool. Hebrews 7, 22. Hallelujah. 7:22. Eyes on your Bibles. Are you with me? Okay, let's read. Want to go? By so much was Jesus made a surety. My left hand side. Are you? No, he said Jesus is at the right hand. Who's at the left hand? I'm not reading. 22 again, everybody. Want to go? Okay, and let me read 23. You read 24 for me. Say, and they truly were many priests because they were not suffered to continue by what? So, why was their priesthood terminated? What is terminating their priesthood? Death. Abi, next verse. Everybody wants to go? Okay, 25. Yes. Wherefore, he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make connect it with I go and you see me no more. That means, although Jesus disappeared, we didn't see him again. But what was he doing when he disappeared? Huh? Intercession. That means, because we now have an intercessor with God, at the right hand of God, man can be bold. Righteousness available. Are you with me? So, see verse 26. He's now said it for that year, 26. For such an high priest became us, who is what? Holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and made higher than the heaven. 27, see what he did? Who needed not daily, as those high priests, to offer up sacrifice, first for his own sins, and then for the people's. For this he did once, when he offered up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Why? Next verse. For the law maketh men high priests which have infirmity.
But the word of the oath, which was since the Lord maketh the Son, who is consecrated for how long? Forever. Hallelujah. So this is the basis of righteousness. We have an intercessor. Write that down. That means there is now a guarantor. There is a guarantor. This is why you can't go to hell. You have a guarantor with God. So, I go and you see me no more. It's not just about disappearing. It's not just about, I'm going. You guys, yeah, okay, I'm leaving the world. Over to you. If you like, do it well. If you like, don't do it well. No. Actively is doing something for us. And he does it by what? By being alive forever. Praise God. Don't think in your head. Think not in your head that he's saying that God is just somewhere begging God every day for you. No. He's saying he's there as a guarantor of your salvation. That is your righteousness. So the assurance of salvation equals righteousness. That consciousness must engulf you. One more scripture, Hebrews 10. Open. Don't get tired.
I must give you, the way me, I like to run church. I love to have church like we meet like four times in a week. Amen. I know God will provide that money one day. Don't worry. I will have me first and second service 4 times a week. You don't want to preach. You will always say, I'm saying, you will preach it too. Amen, amen. Until everybody is righteous. Hebrews 10, Gary, from verse 9. This is just so sweet. I can start from verse 1, but I'm rushing.
Okay, 9, then said he, lo, I come in the volume. I come to do thy will, O God. He taketh away the first, that he may establish the second. Verse 10, please, eyes on your Bible. By the which we were what? All sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus. How many times? 11, want to go, yes? The same sacrifice which can never. Circle that word never. Never. That's serious. Verse 12, yes, sir. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down. Let me read 13, you read 14. From henceforth, expecting till his enemies be made his footstool. One of those such enemies is fear. What is fear of losing salvation? 14. Yes, want to go? For by one offering, he hath perfected forever. Hold on, let me read 15. Wherefore, the Holy Ghost also is a witness of to us. Can you see? Can you see when the Holy Ghost now comes in? Is a what? Witness. How will the Holy Ghost do it? Hello? How will the Holy Ghost witness this to us? True. Preacher, okay? The Holy Ghost is a witness of this to us. After he has said before, this is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, said the Lord, I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their mind will I write them, 17, and their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. 18, want to go, yes? That is righteousness. That consciousness that there is no more what? Offering for sin is what? Righteousness. But see the next verse. What's there? Again, having therefore what? Boldness. Ooh, hallelujah. Why do you have boldness? Because your sins and iniquities, he remembers, he takes an account of them no longer. And where the remission, where the cancellation affects in the Greek of this is, there is no more offering for sin. So guess what? One of the work of the Spirit is for you to teach believers what? Righteousness. Number one, you will give unbelievers a conviction from their sin, from unbelief. You will preach them out of unbelief, then to believers. Oh, what will you do to them? You will baptize them with what? Righteousness. Like, who else rejoice? I'm just remembering. You will baptize them with righteousness. You will soak them in sonship. Boldness. Strong one. That's why this, whatever they call it, eternal salvation, eternal security, we preach it so well. We preach it so loud. We preach it to him. Say, is that the only thing that remains? Yes! That's the only thing that is there. Praise God. Righteousness. Because I am there, righteousness. And third one, and last for today. And I love this. Back to John 16. The Spirit moving over the face of the waters. The activities of the preacher. John chapter 16. Are you with me? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Of what? What's the next thing? Of judgment, because the prince of this world is. Hallelujah. What is the next activity of the Spirit? Ha! Judgment. Why? The prince of this world. Let me take you to a short strip, then I close. Genesis chapter 3. You know, the title, topic is understanding Genesis. Eh? We are picking Genesis bit by bit. We look at everything. Maybe we finish by 2018. September. Genesis 3. Let me show you something here again. Please don't get tired of your Bible. That's how I can help you. Genesis 3. See verse 9. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden. I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself. And he said, Who told you that you are naked? As you eating, have you eaten of the tree? I command you not to eat. Please, everybody, eyes on your Bible. I'm serious. 12. And the man said, the woman that you gave me, imagine. The same gave me of the tree, and I eat. 13. And the Lord said unto the woman, what is this that thou hast done? And the man said, the serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. Verse 14. And the Lord asked the serpent, what is this that thou hast done? And the Lord asked the serpent, why hast thou done this? Hello? Are you following me? Say yes, sir. That was in the Bible. So, please, carefully, intelligently. When man sinned, did he ask man for what happened? Did he ask man for what happened? Did he allow man to give his own excuse? Was the excuse correct? But did God say the excuse was not correct? Please follow me. When man sinned, did he tell man that what happened? Did he ask man why? Yes. Did man give his own excuse? Did God condemn his excuse? Did he ask the woman what happened? Did he condemn the excuse the woman gave? Did he judge the excuse the woman gave? But did he ask the serpent what happened? What did he say straight to the serpent? Judgment. So, in redemption, in clear... No, I'm coming to the next verse. To the verse. Law of first mention. Hallelujah. Who was judged? Serpent. Not man. But now, suddenly, the next verse, we now found... Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. We now found... Kavalaista, Riasta, Avastel, Kaliante, Deo, Reava, Aste, Shegevetireosta. We now found... Talio Makavasa, Kiriante. We now found... Mr. Uba, Ela, Kitelio, Kozivi, Raste, Gavosti, Kalia, Kativo, Katilo, Raste, Gavante, Kavavanti, Varia, see. It shall no longer be sour, okay? It shall no longer be sour. Amen, amen, amen. For sweetness is really in you. Sweetness is in you. It shall no longer be called sour. Perhaps it shall no longer be called sour. Now, he said to the serpent straight, because you have done this. Huh? Because you have done this. So, but next verse, we now suddenly saw that man too now said unto man that out of the what? Out of the dust, from dust are you, dust you shall return. From you will walk and, sorry, what is there now?
I don't like to be remembering those courses. Praise God. and to do one too, he told him that, okay, I told her that you will have conception, pain in conception and labor and rest. But law of first mention, who was judged? What did he now say in verse 15? Stop! That means this is man, the object of God's love. The serpent was judged. But something now bond the serpent and man together. What is that? Sin. God did not judge man. God judged the serpent. But there is a union that existed from that disobedience between who? Man and the serpent. And what is the next thing that God promised? I will divide. That what? Why? Because he never judged man. What he did in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus was to put a dividing line between who? Man and the devil. Praise God. Say, for as much as the children are what? Partakers of flesh and blood. He also partook of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver them who through the fear of death were all their lifetime subject unto bondage. So, God never judged man. Judgment is for who? It's for the devil. So, oh, hallelujah, I love this. If judgment is for the devil, now said also, upon redemption, the spirit moving over the face of the waters, judgment will be declared on what? On the devil, on the demons, on the fallen angels. That is why we can cast out demons. Acts 10. Sorry, play the keyboard for me in 2 minutes' time. Acts 10, 38.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Say, I can cast out demons. Acts 10, 38. What's there? Ooh, I love this. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost. Stop. He didn't give, it's not that he anointed him with the Holy Ghost and power. He anointed him with the Holy Ghost. Jesus now picked the power of the Holy Ghost and he was doing good. And what power and was what? Who went about doing good and healing all them that were oppressed of the devil. Hallelujah. Healing them that are what? Oppressed of the devil. So when we practice healing, what do? We judge the devil. Judgment of the devil is not what God is just waiting for at the end of the day. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, the days are coming that we enter streets in this place. We judge the devil. Hallelujah. Praise God. See Matthew chapter 8. Please, don't. You have almost made it. So keep opening the Bible. Don't put the sound on the plow looking back. Ah, praise God.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Pray in tongues, everybody. Leros tegavantiti stogavita. Lastel, aldia anti. Roma kati lostava shati la masa pakati popa pepe. Nene nino zafila resipa zipa zipa tatula volizo varoste volate rosta balamanda galabalo oza voraste kovate shekebele oza vole o.
See, I judge the devil anywhere I find him. Ooh, hallelujah. That will be real to you today. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The spirit moving over the face of the waters. Ratiala is a fast gebole aster. Neil Oster. Matthew 8. I love this. Verse 16 and 17. Please, let's read this together. Want to go? Yes. And when the evening was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word, and healed all that were sick. Why? Next verse. Say it. Say this week, I cast out demons. See, Acts 8. He's a believer. Verse 4, read 5 to 7 for me. Just read with some passion, with some gusto. Okay? Let me read verse 7. Therefore, they that were scattered abroad went everywhere preaching the word. Oh, yes. Verse 5, want to go? Yes, sir. Then Philip and preached Christ unto them. And the people gave heed to those things, hearing and seeing the miracles. Verse 7. Why? For unclean spirits cry out with loud voice, came out of many. And men that are possessed. Fire. Verse 8. And there was what? Great joy. These signs follow them that believe. The spirit moving on the face of the waters. We see men in unbelief. We give them the gospel. We convince them out of unbelief. We see saints. We baptize them with what? Righteousness. You say you are not righteous. You are a liar. You are righteous. He says it's not an easy road. He's a lie. It's an easy road. You are there. Your local standing before God, you tell him, wanker. Not to his mother anyway. But the demon in his head, that Jesus is our right standing before the Father. You will, he said, you will convince. It's not an easy word, it's you will, it's like argumentative. I check that word in the Greek. It's not agreeing, but you will push it. You will push it. He say I'm expecting, say it's a lie. You keep pushing it. I say you are righteous. Say, me, I say yes, sir. You will push it away. Righteousness. Pick all those songs. You will correct them one after the other. Sir, come! Which one is, I have made you too small in my eyes. For we? Say, as ye swear. It's not small in my eyes. It's big in my eyes. It's my intercessor. Righteousness. This is the activity of the Spirit. Don't forget, it will be seen in men. It's men that carry this out. Hallelujah. And of judgments. Why? The prince of this world is judge. Woo, hallelujah. The Bible just says he's expecting to his enemies. You what? You know this fool. These three things are what Jesus was waiting for. is waiting for unbelief to be submerged. Waiting for saints to know who they are. And waiting for us to demonstrate our dominion over the works of darkness. Say, I am anointed with the Holy Ghost. Say, therefore, with power, I go about doing good. Pray in tongues, everybody. Just sing in tongues where you are sitting. Sing until this consciousness dawns on you. Spirit of the waters. If you don't move, the Holy Ghost does nothing. I am the man. I am the man. I am the man. Man in Christ. I am the man. Preaching righteousness. Judging the devil, I am the man. Preaching the gospel, I am the man. Not singing tongues, everybody, singing tongues. Louder, louder, louder. Say la 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 la. Shebola tekelo. La 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 la. Shebola tekelo. Shebola tekelo. Mami mo sepalera tekelo. Sing. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Stuff. Just get a bit scared. Just come and let me pray for you. Keep playing, sir. Sing in tongues, everyone. Just come and let me pray for you. Because I know you don't pray against you anyway. Stab it in tongues. Stab your fear in tongues. That means pray in tongues with some gusto. Stab your fear with some tongues. Come on, put some gusto. the man casting out demons. I am the man preaching righteousness. I am the man bringing men out of unbelief. I am the man. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen, amen. Have your seat. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, I was expecting to give me a new song. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We have to sing from our messages. Kala Rosa. Let's first welcome our first timers. Have I seen you before? Yes, church. Are you sure? Yeah. Hope you're was that around there. First Sunday, Jesus and the Spirit of God was moving him around. My sister, what's the name, man? You came to here then too? Ah, sorry? You're welcome, man. Pastor, what's the name? Sorry, Bros. Soji? Bros Sunday. Okay. First day? First day, yeah? Please, let's welcome me, everybody. Let's welcome me. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, sing for us.
So much.